welcome to the Christian Author Show. From fiction to enlightenment, we offer you all forms of faith-inspired books. So sit back and relax. Here's your host, Danielle Hampson.
Forgiveness is a difficult topic, and it is ours to tackle today. Welcome to the Christian Author Show. I'm Danielle Hampson. Dr. Marianne DiIorio, a follower of Jesus Christ, is passionate about writing compelling fiction that glorifies God, deals with the deepest issues of the human heart, and transforms lives through the truth of His Word. She is an award-winning, widely published author of nonfiction, fiction, and poetry for both children and adults, and she teaches fiction writing at a major Christian university and writes a weekly devotional entitled Winning with the Word. Dr. Marianne is founder and director of the New Jersey Society of Christian Writers, and her blog, The Right Power, focuses on the ABCs of writing, attitude, business, and craft. This is her second appearance on the Christian Author Show, and the book she brings us today is titled A Christmas Homecoming. Welcome to the show, Marianne.
Thank you so much. It's a delight to be here, Danielle.
Marianne, tell us, please, in a nutshell, what is A Christmas Homecoming all about?
A Christmas Homecoming is a story whose theme is that unforgiveness will enslave you while forgiveness will set you free. Here's just a very short summary of the plot. When Sonia Pettit's teenage daughter suddenly disappears for 7 long years, Sonia faces losing her mind, her husband, and her son as she struggles to forgive her daughter and to trust God for her return.
How do you define forgiveness?
Forgiveness is the decision to grant pardon or release from the payment of a debt. It's the decision to free someone from paying the penalty for an offense that has been inflicted against us. In other words, forgiveness is giving up the right to demand payment or punishment for a wrong that was done to us.
So how often should we forgive?
You know, the Apostle Peter asked Jesus that very same question. We read about this conversation between Peter and Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Now, Jesus didn't mean 490 times, as some people may think. 70 times 7 is an expression that means without limit. The Jews of Christ's day taught that a person was to forgive another 3 times only and not a 4th time. So in asking his question, Peter thought he was being very generous by doubling this number of times to forgive.
Right.
So, you know, imagine Peter's surprise when Jesus said that we must forgive 70 times 7 or without limit. The implication is that no one is seriously offended more than 490 times during the course of a lifetime. So whenever someone hurts us, we are to forgive that person when he asks for forgiveness. The scripture also tells us in Luke 17:4 that even if a person wrongs us 7 times a day and each time turns again and asks us to forgive him, we must forgive. It's the responsibility of the guilty party to ask for forgiveness, and it's the responsibility of the injured party to grant the forgiveness. If the guilty party does not ask for forgiveness, we should forgive him in our hearts anyway and treat him kindly and with love, because this really is to our benefit.
But when we forgive, are we kind of letting the person who hurts us off the hook?
You know, it looks that way, but actually, when we forgive, we are letting the person off of our hook, but we're placing him on God's hook where he belongs. God says in Romans 12:19 that vengeance belongs to him and to him alone. And vengeance is the exacting of punishment for an offense. So if the person who wronged you does not repent, then God will punish him. But our job is to forgive and to pray that God will have mercy on the person who hurt us.
So in other words, we're not really condoning sin when we do forgive?
No, not at all. To forgive is not to say that the person who hurt us did nothing wrong, nor is it to say that I'm condoning sin. On the contrary, part of the beauty of forgiveness is that it recognizes that wrong was done and that sin was indeed committed, but forgiveness chooses to pardon the wrongdoing and to forgive the sin anyway.
Is there any sin at all against us that we don't have to forgive?
No, there's no sin against us that we do not have to forgive. God the Father forgave us of every single one of our sins through Jesus Christ. So if God is willing to forgive every sin, how can we do anything less?
Should we forgive even if the person who has wronged us does not ask for forgiveness or isn't sorry at all for what he or she has done?
That's an excellent question, and it comes up quite frequently, Danielle. And the answer to it is yes. We need to forgive even if the person does not ask us for forgiveness or is not sorry for what he did. When Jesus hung on the cross, he looked down on those who had crucified him and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Those who had crucified Jesus did not ask him to forgive them, at least not at that moment. Yet Jesus initiated the forgiveness process by forgiving them even though they had not asked him to do so.
What about if a person continues to hurt us over and over again? What do we do then?
We still need to forgive. I mentioned earlier that Jesus commands us to forgive without limit. So if someone keeps on hurting me, I must keep on forgiving that person. This doesn't mean, however, that I must continue to allow myself to remain in a situation where I am continually being hurt.
How do we forgive?
How do we forgive? An excellent question. Forgiveness is an act of the will, so it is a decision, not a feeling. We simply decide to forgive. It is an expression of the grace of God that can be given only through the power of God and the love of God. Many people, I find, have trouble forgiving because they think that forgiveness is a feeling. So if they still have negative feelings, they think that they cannot forgive.
And what if I don't want to forgive?
Well, when we are hurt, we often grow angry, and anger at an injustice done to us is normal, but we cannot allow that anger to take control of us and to overpower us. Otherwise, the anger becomes bitterness, and bitterness will destroy us. So if someone does not want to forgive, I would ask that person, "Why don't you want to forgive?" Then I would show that person that not forgiving is more harmful to him than forgiving. You know, Danielle, one of my favorite quotes is the following by 20th century author and theologian Lewis Smedes. He said, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free and to discover that that prisoner was you."
How soon after we are hurt should we forgive?
Immediately. To hold back forgiveness only allows the root of bitterness to grow, and it also puts you in the dangerous position of dying without forgiving, which would result in God's refusal to forgive you. So at the same time, some people find that they have to work through anger issues before they're willing to forgive. Remember that forgiveness is an act of the will. It is a decision. It's not a feeling.
Should I actually tell the person I forgive him or her, or is it enough for me, if I want to forgive out at the end of the day, to say mentally or even out loud to God, "I forgive that person"?
Yes, it depends on the situation. Sometimes the person we need to forgive is deceased, has already died, so we can't actually go to the person. Sometimes, too, there is a difficult situation where you are not in contact with that person any longer. So what we do in that case, we go to the Lord and we say, "Lord, I make a decision to forgive that person for the hurt he inflicted against me."
Now, does forgiving mean that I forget?
No, actually, forgiving does not mean forgetting, and that's one of the common misconceptions about forgiveness. It's virtually impossible to forget certain hurts, particularly traumatic ones that have deeply shaken our souls, such as in childhood, those kinds of things. Forgiving simply means choosing to free the person who hurt us from his debt against us.
What about the person who has hurt us? What happens to them? Do they get away basically without any punishment at all?
It looks that way, doesn't it? But actually,
yes.
Unless the person who hurt us repents before God for his evil deed, he will not get away without punishment from God. Like all of us who have sinned and hurt others, if the person who hurt us asks God to forgive him, then God will certainly forgive him. And this is what is meant by grace. Receiving forgiveness when we don't deserve it is the grace of God.
How do we know if we actually have truly forgiven?
Well, we know we've truly forgiven when the memory of the hurtful event no longer arouses negative emotions in us, when we can remember the hurtful event without experiencing the sting of pain that had been associated with the event.
You wrote a book on the theme of forgiveness. Why is forgiveness so important to you?
forgiveness has been a major theme of my life. There have been people who have hurt me very deeply and whom I have had to forgive in order to live in spiritual, psychological, and emotional freedom. And there have also been others whom I have hurt very deeply and of whom I have had to ask for forgiveness. So forgiveness is a very important thing in my life.
Forgiveness is obviously your message here. Is there any secondary message in your book?
Yes, actually, the secondary message is that as long as we are on this earth, it's never too late to forgive or to be forgiven, especially as it relates to our relationship with God. It's never too late to ask God to forgive us and to receive the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Christmas is all about forgiveness. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world to forgive. He took our punishment and set us free. And there's no greater act of love, in my opinion, than to forgive.
We all are sinners, hence we all need to forgive at some point or another. What is your target audience for this book?
Well, A Christmas Homecoming will appeal to women from 18 to 80 and beyond. But it really is a book for anyone who struggles with forgiving someone who wronged him or with asking forgiveness of someone whom he has wronged.
You are an accomplished writer. What is your next book project?
Well, I'm currently working on a full-length novel entitled Captive No More. It's the story of the destructive effects of fear and control on a relationship.
And when is that due out?
Well, I have to finish writing it first, and then my agent will shop it around. So once it's picked up by a publisher, then we'll probably be a year after that.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for that book to come out, how can readers find this particular book today?
Christmas Homecoming is available in electronic format for Kindle, Nook, iPad, and other reading devices. Listeners can purchase a copy on Amazon, Christian Book Distributors, and also at my publisher's website, which is pelicanbookgroup.com. They may also purchase a copy through my website at maryandiorio.com/bookstore. My book is currently on sale for half price until Christmas. And anyone who would like a print copy of A Christmas Homecoming may email me directly at Marianne@MarianneDiorio.com. That's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N at MarianneDiorio.com. The price of the print copy is $12.99 plus $3 shipping. New Jersey residents will need to add 7% sales tax. And by the way, I'll be happy to autograph my book at the purchaser's request.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Marianne, it was a pleasure having you on the Christian Author Show again today. And thank you so much for sharing with our audience your thoughts and guidance on forgiveness. Thank you again very much.
Well, you are quite welcome. And thank you so very much for having me, Danielle. Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Most of us at one time or another have struggled with forgiving those who have hurt us or with asking forgiveness of those whom we have hurt. In this heart-wrenching yet heartwarming story, you will learn that while unforgiveness enslaves you, forgiveness does set you free. As long as you are on this earth, it is never too late to forgive and to be forgiven. So go out there and get the book today. The title again, A Christmas Homecoming by author Dr. Marianne DiOrio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are done with today's show. And to find out more Christian and other authors and their books, I invite you to visit theauthorsbookclub.com. Check that website, as many of our show guests and their books are featured right there. And if you are an author yourself, this is a good place for you to list your own book and to show it to the world. That website again is theauthorsbookclub.com. Thank you for listening, and please join me next time with another great Christian author and book on The Christian Author Show. I'm Danielle Hampson, and may God continue to keep you safe and hear your prayers.
Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for another great book on The Christian Author Show. To find out more about the show, visit thechristianauthorsshow.com.